Patient's last name is P A R S H A. Again, P A R S H A. First name is a D as in Doctor. O M I N I C. Date of visit September 26, 2023. Date of birth is July 12, 1977. Referring physician is California Men's Colony. California Men's Colony Prison. A next paragraph. Chief complaint, tremors. Next paragraph, history present known as patient is a 46-year-old male with a history of tremors, and also a history of tremor. And also episodes of and episodes of loss of consciousness. The first step of patient tells me that tells me that he's been taking the propranolol for the tremors. The first step, the propranolol has been working very well for the tremors. The first step, the essential tremors mostly in the hands. The gamma of the left hand worse than the right. So first up, there's no resting tremor. So first up, there's no hemiparesis. Hemiparesis essentially changes the flow via dysarthria and dysphagia. First up, patient would like to continue the propranolol because it's been working so well. First up, next paragraph. Patient also had an episode of loss of consciousness. First up, it was in July 2nd, 2023, patient was found down in his cell. First up, a patient was administered Narcan. First up, a patient did not have any evidence of head trauma. First up, patient was transported to Sierra Vista Regional Medical Center for further evaluation. First up, a patient was evaluated by the emergency with his physician. The EKG was normal. First up, vital signs were normal. A patient denies any hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes. So first up, patient was adamant that they did not want any more medical treatment. So first up, patient denies any seizures. First up, patient denies any hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes. So first up, patient denies any similar symptoms. Since then, next paragraph of past medical history. Antisocial personality, next number of asthma, next number of diabetes type 2, diabetic neuropathy, dyslipidemia, essential tremors, history of drug use, next number of past current medication, amitriptyline, 50 milligrams a night, next number, atorvastatin, insulin, next number, Lantus, next number, lisinopril, omeprazole, primidone, 25 milligrams tablet, one pill at night, Protonix, 40 milligrams daily, Zyprexa. Next paragraph, social history, patient does not use alcohol. Patient history of tobacco use and smoking in the past. Next paragraph, EEG study was performed today. First up, the EEG study was performed to evaluate for the loss of consciousness and neural seizure disorder. First up, but the study was normal. First up, but there's no seizure activities on the EEG study. First up, next paragraph, condition, explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Impression number one, essential tremors of both hands, the gamma, the left worse than the right. First up, the propranolol has been very effective for the tremors. So first up, as a matter of fact, the gamma, when he takes the medication, his tremors significantly improved. First up, a patient would like to continue to take the propranolol. Patient's also been taking primidone, 25 milligram pills at night, QHS. Patient tells me that he's been taking the propranolol for stuff. However, when I look at his medication list, I don't see it on there. Either case, I think the patient should be continuing taking propranolol 20 milligram twice a day for essential tremors or for stomach sever. Continue the primidone. Continue to take the primidone 25 milligrams QHS for stuff by next number. All right. Please go back to the note. Eliminate everything about propranolol replace propranolol with primidone, 25 milligrams QHS. Primidone, 25 milligrams QHS. Eliminate propranolol. Primidone. Replace that with primidone, 25 milligrams QHS. Please eliminate everything on the note that I just said about propranolol. Delete them all. There's no propranolol. Next paragraph. I recommend patient continue to take the primidone 25 milligrams QHS. And next number, explain the common side effects from the medication. Next number, explain to patient the EEG study was normal. First up, there's no seizure activity. So first up, explain to patient, let me know if he has any more episodes. First up, make sure that there's some marks at the end of dictation.